What constitutes authority? It's the power to control or dominate or influence other people. It's demonstrated by someone in charge over others. And it usually is based on respect of someone due to perhaps a person's position, our parents, a favorite teacher in a classroom, a trusted coach in a particular sport. The Pope and our bishop have authority in matters of faith. Elected officials have authority in government. Umpires in baseball and referees in basketball have authority to make sure that the game is played fairly. Sometimes authority can be based on a person's knowledge. I think most people would readily admit that Dr. Fauci is an authority on COVID or other infectious diseases. Authority can also be the result of a friendship. Friends can wield great influence over us because of the respect that we hold for them. We take their advice very seriously. But authority can also be wrongly obtained and exercised by tyrants. We don't have to look too far back in history to recognize the evil done by people like Hitler or Stalin. Tyrants and dictators certainly exercise power, but it is a kind of power based on fear, certainly not out of respect. Well, Jesus is described in this morning's gospel as one with authority. He can even command evil spirits to depart. He has a vision and the courage to speak clearly and boldly about that vision. And Jesus' teaching is different because he is a man not only of words, but also of deeds. He teaches, but he also heals. He speaks, but then he goes and acts. Jesus showed by word and example that he was the Messiah and the Son of God. People had no doubt that that teacher, this Jesus, brought God's life to them in new ways, ways that they had never experienced before by any previous prophets. His character revealed his basic values of love and goodness and mercy. Jesus showed us, above all else, that God values us and that we, in turn, must value others in the same way. Jesus came to teach us a new way of doing things, a new way of acting. And if we are to have authority, we must listen first to the teachings of Jesus and then strive to live those teachings in our daily life. Which might seem like ancient history to us, way back in 1975, Pope Paul VI, now St. Paul VI, wrote an exhortation on Catholic catechesis. And in that, he said that the first means of spreading the faith is the witness of an authentically Christian life. And this is a quote from that exhortation. He said, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses." This has implications for all of us, especially those charged with teaching students in a classroom or teaching children in a family as parents raise their children with values. You can't tell your children one thing and then show them something opposite. Actions always give force to the words that we speak. Equality can't be achieved while holding on to prejudice. Peace can't be taught while grasping a sword. Forgiveness can't be attained by seeking revenge. The world in which we live is marked by injustice, poverty, violence, and selfishness, and an ongoing pandemic. Can we make a difference in this world in which we live? Can we change it for the better? What can Jesus teach us? People listened to him because he was willing to show them a new way. Our own lives must reflect the values we want the world to have. That will give us all the authority that we need.